Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman, and you're listening to Real Estate and You. I've got a special guest here today, somebody from our office, actually, which is kind of cool. And it's not Mark, and it's not Susan, and it's not John Gerhardt, and it's not all the other people. This guy I've known for a really long time, and he has his own show that he does every once in a while. I don't know if it's once a week or whatever, but we'll talk to him about that. And he goes through all this different information about the market. So this is just some good stuff you're going to learn about real estate. And my guest today is Pete Hine. Pete, how you doing?
Brad Wiseman.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, brother, how are you, man?
Good, good. So thanks for agreeing to be on here. You know, yeah. I just asked you yesterday, and then you said yes. So that was that was very kind.
Hey, you guys all know Brad, right? Most of you guys are watching. And when Brad says, hey, will you do something? You usually go, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's very kind of you, because most people run for the hills. So I'm surprised that you think that way. Well, that's good. So I've seen you do your own thing that you do on, was Facebook Live or whatever it is?
I do.
It's Facebook Live, right?
Friday at 3.
Yeah.
It's it's stuff like what you do. It's market updates. It's good information, hopefully, for buyers, sellers, some goofy stuff every now and then.
I like it. I like you do the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And
there's
nothing like a good whiteboard presentation, right?
Well, you and I are both old school.
Yeah.
Whiteboards.
We had chalkboards.
I just got chills.
We had chalkboards, dude.
Well, that's scary. That's, yeah.
Most people are like, what the hell is
a
chalkboard?
Is a chalkboard? And no, it's not electronic.
No, it's not. It's not electronic. So I saw that. And yesterday you had one on, and it was about the equity that we have in our homes, which is basically, if you want to call it the profit, if you want to call it that we have in our homes. Tell me some of the statistics, because I was blown away when you were going down through your whiteboard and saying some of these things. I was completely blown away by the numbers.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I get a lot of my information from CoreLogic, Inman.
Okay, good.
Some of the other, Fannie and Freddie.
Yeah.
You guys know who Freddie is. He's not the guy down the street, who wants to kill your dog.
No. And neither is Fannie.
Neither is Fannie is, not the lady at the water cooler, gossiping every day at 10 o'clock. No, these are actual mortgage backed, predictions and stuff like that. So that's where I usually get my information. And also keeping current matters, it helps a lot.
That's the other one.
And they compile a lot of stuff. So anyway, I steal that. So that's not me. But I like to read a lot about, Brad and I, our job is really to inform you guys, right? It's to inform you of of what's going on in real estate.
That's exactly right.
So so here's the thing. I mean, equity in your home, you guys, most of you should know this, that take the value of your house, whatever what that means, market value, subtract the mortgage that you have against the house, and the difference is your equity. It's that simple. So 38% of homes are mortgage free right now.
Yeah, okay? that number really blew my mind.
Yeah.
And but in a way, it makes sense, because there's a lot of cash buyers that came out of the woodwork, which we've never seen this many cash buyers.
No, we haven't. And in our career,
it's crazy.
Haven't. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Because it's good.
But you've, just so people know, career-wise, I mean, I'll be 37 years in June.
You're in longer.
But you are.
I'll be 29 years in July.
Well, but this is obviously not your first rodeo. You've
definitely
seen
not my
you've
first.
Seen the ups and downs. So.
Oh, yeah. But, absolutely. Yeah,
during our career, we haven't seen that.
No.
We haven't seen it. So 38% means, 62% of people are mortgaged. That's what that means.
I know. It's incredible.
And back in 2008, I think it was like
89.
I know. Yeah. But it was a lot higher.
Yeah.
So what's happened? Okay. So over this past year, people have gained $26,300 in equity.
How much?
$26,300 in 2020. Now, this is national. This is a national
average. So it's an
average.
Right. Yeah. Right. Got it.
So that's a lot of money.
But that means people have done more.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So people have done more.
Right.
So some people have done less. Probably the urbans. Some of the urban
areas. Right. Exactly. Right.
But we all know that the rurals and suburbans are hot.
Yeah. They're kicking butt.
Right.
And that is incredible. I mean, think about buying a stock where you can make $26,000 in 1 year as an average.
As an average.
I mean, you can
How
do
much
it.
Money do you need to invest to do that? Let's think about that a second. $5 million Okay,
well, 5%. Let's just say it's $100,000. You're making 6% a year.
Right.
That would be $6,000.
That's $6,000.
Yeah. So
you can't get it. You can't get it in the market.
No, you can't.
Ain't have sorry brokers out there, your financial guys.
Even though we're not that good at the numbers, yeah. We know that
we're looking at each other. And wait. I got to carry the zero.
Well, I went to Conard Weiser, so yeah.
Well, I'm Wilson, so not much different there, but anyway. So, and here's the other thing, Brad. Out of the homes that are mortgaged,
yeah,
on average, again, people have over $200,000 of equity.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
So that's what's going on, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah. What are any other stats you got there? The equity?
Yeah, so appreciation up 16% on average last year. Berks County was 10.2%.
See, now appreciation is your growth.
Yeah, that's how much growth. Yeah, that's what you sat on your butt all year last year. You made your mortgage a payment, and your house went up 10%. So if you had a $300,000 house, you now have a $330,000 house.
That's Wilson Schools, I think, was 11% last year.
Wilson was 11. Yeah. And Berks on average was 10.2.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, there might have been some areas. That means there was school districts
some areas
that were
that
higher.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Wyomissing probably
could
have been
what?
Higher in certain areas.
Reading was high.
Well, yeah, and that's true. Reading, that could have been, yeah.
Because of the lack of inventory, people
Well, that's
going
your
to
starting point. That's your first time buyer. That's your starting
exactly.
point. Exactly. So when you look at it that way, the starting point of the buyers, they're going to pay a lot more
exactly.
because there's no homes.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's the whole trickle up, trickle down.
Yeah.
I mean, every price range we have is showing a major lack of inventory. Sorry.
Yeah. Now get this stat. You ready?
Can't wait.
In 2008, everyone knows what happened. It was a bust, right?
Yeah, I had to sell my Corvette. That's what happened.
Oh, that sucks, Brad. Really?
Yes.
Not the Corvette.
Oh, yeah. It was 2008 was bad, really bad.
We'll get you a new one here soon.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
There was $383 billion in equity. That was people's equity in their homes.
That's
nationally, it was $383 billion. Da, 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 da.
What is it now?
2020, $1.5 trillion in equity.
Wow.
Okay. So when you get this question a lot, I know you do.
Wow.
Are we going to be having another housing bubble?
We're not. Because
we're
not. Equity.
It's because of the equity.
That's the same thing I say, Pete.
It's
same
not,
thing I've been
it's
saying.
Not a, guys, listen, don't be scared of another 2008.
I
2008
agree with you.
Was people leveraging their homes.
Yep.
They were using their homes as ATMs.
Yes.
That's what they were doing.
You're exactly right.
103, 104% of their value they were mortgaging. You guys just heard all these equity gains and stuff like that. Guys, it's not. If you're in trouble, if COVID killed, it really hurt you as far as financially, maybe your job or something, and you're in forbearance and your mortgage company comes and says, okay, we're tired of being nice. Don't worry. Sell your house.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. You're going to pay everything off and you're going to still have money in your pocket.
Yeah.
It's different.
I keep saying that too, Pete. Everybody says, did you ever experience this? Is this the same? Oh my gosh, is that bubble coming again? All those different things. And I say, no, the difference is this too. The little bit of the thing that happened in our economy this past in 2020 was this thing called COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was not something man-made, whereas the housing.
Well, it was. But.
Yeah, it was man-made, right? But the housing issue in 2008.
Let's not talk about that.
Let's not go into that. The housing thing in 2008 was all about just lending to people that shouldn't have gotten money.
That's period. It. That administration, I forget who it was, maybe Clinton, I don't remember. They really wanted everyone to own a house.
Yeah. We do too.
But it was done the wrong way.
Yeah.
The lax mortgage practices and stuff. And you guys all know, and Brad, you know this, the mortgage practices have really tightened up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have really gotten stricter again, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, and there was a lot of greed. There was a lot of greed back
greed.
Then too.
Yeah.
And when you have greed, you have those kind of things happen.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. The market's just, I think it's going to keep going.
Yeah.
Our biggest issue is inventory. We need inventory. I mean, and that's why the prices are going up.
Well, let's talk interest rate real quick. Again.
Go,
I don't know
go
how
ahead.
Much time we have.
No, we got time. We're good. We're at around nine minutes, 20 some seconds. So
okay.
We're good.
I just saw today, and I don't know if you saw it yet, because it was just this morning.
Yeah.
The Fed just announced that they're going to keep it down. They're going to keep that prime close to zero again. And what does that mean? That means your interest rates are going to stay three-ish. I mean, they're going to stay, and they're even said 2023.
Wow, it's amazing.
So here's why. Because I think they see that the lack of inventory in the housing market is going to continue. I mean, let's face it. Brad and I know a balanced market locally here is 2,500 to 3,000 homes.
Yep.
And we
haven't seen that for a while.
if you we did a search, 343.
Yep.
Active listings. Take out new construction models that aren't built yet. Okay. And if you want to have fun, take the city out, because that's just a small area with a lot of homes in it. There's 179 active listings on the market in Berks County, in the county.
It's amazing.
A couple of school districts don't have any homes on the market. So that's national. I mean, that's going across the board pretty much, except for some urban environments. Okay. But anyway, if that stays that way, we would need 2,000 homes come on the market like today. Yeah. Ain't happening. Ain't going
to
happen.
No, and it's not going to. And it's going to be really hard to make that back. Now, I don't want to sound discouraging to buyers. You will find a house.
Oh, it's going
to
happen.
It's just going to take time.
Yeah.
You got to be patient.
You got to be patient.
This is you have to be very patient in this market as a buyer. You will find a house. You will find a house that you absolutely love. It's just going to take some time. That's all.
And you got to be flexible.
Got to be flexible.
You got to listen to your real estate professional, what they're advising you to do.
Yep, absolutely.
And you just do it.
Absolutely. So the rates, you know, so they're going to hang around the same. They might bump a little bit and bump down a little bit, but I don't think they're going to move much either. And you said to me before we actually started recording is that you think the prices are not capped. You think there's still some upside yet to this pricing.
Yeah. I think the highest the pricing got was 2006, I want to say.
Probably.
Before the bubble hit, right?
Yeah, it was probably around there.
I think it was 2006.
2007, yeah.
There was a KCM. A graphic that just came out. I think it was yesterday. We are not there yet.
Is that on a national level?
This is national.
National.
Okay. Yeah, this is
so
national.
There's pockets.
There are pockets. In Berks County, it might be different.
Like I said, we might have. We talked about my house before we got on here, and I know I'm definitely over where it was in 2007.
Okay.
I'm definitely over the value where it was. And what's interesting is everybody in our community is over where the value was, and I think that's just. It's just a part of school district location, things like that. And you bring all those things together, and sometimes there's pockets that appreciate faster.
Right. That's it.
But you're right. I don't know, where is this top going to be?
Yeah.
When are we going to be at the top? Like, we don't know. You can never predict that.
Well, you know, and we shouldn't worry.
Yeah.
Because affordability. There's people maybe are confusing these appreciation rates going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to afford a house. Right?
Right.
Au contraire.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of rates.
Rates.
Right.
And also incomes are better than 2007.
Incomes are higher.
Yep. I would think that if you look at our house prices being the same as they were in 2007, I would doubt that you're making the same that you made in 2007. If you are, then you might want to take on a career change of some sort. Seriously, I mean, I think that's what you have to look at too, is that, you know, so we're kind of back. I never thought we would be where we are right now again.
No.
I never thought that.
No. And there was another graphic I saw.
Okay.
A $350,000 house right now.
Yes.
Okay. What it means, the mortgage payment was like $1,300.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Interest rate was 3, you know, and it went through all this. Okay, now you wait till next, you say, oh, I don't want to do it right now. I'm going to wait till next year to buy a $370,000 house.
Mm.
It was a higher mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Right? It may be slightly higher interest rate.
Yep.
Right? And guess what your equity gain was? 0.
Right, because you actually...
Because you didn't do it.
You didn't do it, right, yeah. Well, they always say, best time to buy real estate is now.
Yeah, and that was using a 5.9% appreciation rate, not a
10.2%. Wow.
That was the graphic.
So
if you do
the 10%, if it would keep going at that rate, I keep telling people my prediction is going to be around 6% this year.
And that's everyone else is saying that.
I think it's going to be around 6%, 5 to 6%. I don't think we can keep going at the 10 because I don't think that's when affordability does start to, you're not making 10% more every year.
But Brad.
What's that? Are we going to get real right now?
We're going to get real right now.
There's a pregnant pause there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're pregnant. I'm just saying.
I just look it. No.
Me too.
COVID was very good to me. Anyway.
To all of us.
What was I talking about? Oh, supply and demand, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if this supply stays low.
That's right. Then
there's nothing other than the lack of supply that's going to drive the prices to continue to go up.
Yeah.
And maybe not to the rate of 10.2.
Right.
I hope not.
Yeah, no, I hope not
maybe
too.
Maybe 6. You know, we always thought 3 or 4 appreciation is always good.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 and 4% is a healthy
That kind of
growth.
Stays, it stays with the norm.
Yep.
But
we're not normal times.
No, we're not.
We are in, I'm not going to call it a crisis. I'm not.
No.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
We have a bit of a challenge right now where there's not many homes on the market.
Yeah,
right?
So. Absolutely. And for every challenge, usually when there's challenges, there's things that come up. And one of the things that was starting, and I've brought this up with Justin Perella on here, and something that a lot of people forgot. I don't know if you remember this. In 2007, when the prices got as high as they did, they had just started talking about 40-year mortgages.
I do.
Do you remember that?
I do.
And then the market took a dump, and it kind of, it went away.
It went away.
It wasn't needed.
Right.
When cars got more expensive, what happened? We got into leases.
Yep.
We went from 4-year more payment plans on a car to seven.
Seven.
Okay. Because what you have to do when things go up and the affordability gets tougher, you have to spread it out over a longer period of time.
Right.
So I'm wondering if at some point you're going to start seeing the little bit of chatter about a possible 35-year or 40-year mortgage.
Could be.
Because nobody ever pays the 30 years anyway.
No.
So what you would be doing is almost like a lease. Pay for the time that you're there.
Yeah, right.
In a way, you know? Uh-huh. So I just wonder if that's going to come up or come out again.
But yeah. But you know what, though? It's really, because the rates are so darn good, if you can afford it, go 15.
Go 15. That's what we did. We refinanced. We did 15.
And get 20% down if you can. Avoid PMI.
Yep, absolutely.
If you're able, do it.
Do it. Yeah. If you can do it, do it. That's a great thing to do. Anything else you want to talk about before we get towards the end here?
If you all don't know, Brad was a singer. He was in the
Is
band.
Is this the part where I have to take your mic and turn it off? I never had to do that yet.
And I know he's married to a lovely woman and has a great kids and all that now, but you know, every girl I ever met really was just loved Brad Wiseman, and not just because of he was good looking. His hair was down to his butt.
Are you
it was
expecting
really cool.
money for this?
No, no.
Expecting money? No, okay.
No, he can sing. He still does.
Yeah, I still sing.
But he's just a good guy to be around.
Well, thanks, sure. Pete.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm glad you were here. And I have to do this again. This was
Let's
a lot
do
of fun.
It, man.
All right.
Great.
Sounds good, man. Sounds awesome.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Now that was fun. That went in many different directions. Hopefully I don't have to edit any of that out of there, but I don't think so. I think we're good. But no, I want to thank Pete for coming in here. Hopefully we'll be coming back again because that was a lot of fun. And hopefully you'll be back too to listen up for the next time Real Estate and You is on. Thanks so much for listening.